Welcome back. I am so glad you're here today, because just by showing up and listening, you are already doing something powerful. You are choosing to be an active participant in your own health story, and that matters more than you might think. Here's something I want you to hold on to today. You are not just a passenger in your body. You are the driver. And sometimes the most important thing you can do is ask better questions of your doctor, of your food labels, and even of your own thoughts about how you feel. Today's episode is all about the gap between what standard measurements tell us and what our bodies are actually experiencing beneath the surface. From blood test results, to hidden ingredients in everyday foods, to the way our own beliefs can shape our physical sensations, there is often more going on than meets the eye. And understanding that gap, that is one of the most empowering things you can do for your long-term well-being. Let's dive in. Now, here's a layer of this picture that often gets overlooked, and I think it's one of the most fascinating. Your beliefs and expectations, the quiet, wanting commentary in your head, can measurably shape your physical experience. Your brain processes about 11 million bits of information every single second, but consciously, you can only handle about 50. So your brain fills in all the rest using predictions, based on what you already believe, what you've experienced before, and what you expect to happen. This means the story you tell yourself about a symptom can actually influence how intensely you feel it. researchers at Harvard discovered something remarkable. When patients with irritable bowel syndrome were given placebo pills, pills that were clearly labeled as containing no active ingredient, those pills performed as well as leading medication for some participants. The takeaway isn't that symptoms are imaginary. It's that the brain's role in processing and amplifying physical signals is real, and that role can be gently worked with. There's also what researchers call the fear-pain-fear loop. Anxiety about a symptom creates additional physical tension and sensation. Your brain notices those sensations and interprets them as further evidence that something is wrong, which creates more anxiety, which creates more sensation, and the cycle continues. Recognizing this loop, especially for symptoms you've already had checked out medically, can be genuinely freeing. It's not about dismissing what's real. It's about understanding that your interpretation of a signal is part of the experience, and that interpretation is something you have some influence over. Outro, your one step for today. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the limits of standard lab tests, to hidden blood sugar triggers in your food, to the extraordinary power of movement, to the mind-body connection. And all of it points to the same truth. Your health is a dynamic, interconnected system, and you have more meaningful influence over it than you've probably been told. So here is your one simple, completely free wellness step for today. Before you go to sleep tonight, spend just 2 minutes writing down one thing you are grateful for about your body, something it does for you without you even asking. Maybe it's the fact that your lungs keep breathing, that your heart keeps beating, that your legs carried you somewhere today. This isn't just feel-good advice. Practices like this have been shown to gently interrupt that fear-pain-fear loop, to lower stress hormones, and to support the kind of restorative sleep that lets your brain flush out waste and repair itself overnight. 2 minutes, that's it. One small act of appreciation for the body that carries you through every single day. And of course, a gentle reminder, everything we've shared today is for educational purposes only. These are starting points for conversations with your own doctor, not instructions for self-treatment. You know your body. Trust that instinct and let your healthcare provider be your partner in exploring it further. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. You showed up for yourself, and that is everything. You've got this. Take care of yourself.